taken down. That's called a double standard. And as taxpayers in this country, we come out and say no. And as Muslims, we say no. And as human beings with human compassion and human hearts, we say no to, if it's Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if it's Prophet Jesus, Moses, Adam, Abraham, whoever the insult is again, attack against people's identities as humans, we say unanimously no. No more hate.
No more hate.
No more hate.
No more hate.
Thank you. Thank you. I have some words now I would like to share. The first is a poem about this beautiful prophet. Listen to these words. 571 CE, that was his birth year. He made his entrance in this world, a lot of hurt here. And through the struggles, the world seemed cold. I mean, he lost both parents by 6 years old. He was raised by his uncle, Abu Talib, city of Mecca, home of the Kaaba. One problem, people worship idols. He touched his heart, situation vital. Avoided all the falsehood, never drank intoxicants, because truth and falsehood are completely opposites. With every step, days became clearer. Deep meditation in the cave of Hira. Then the angel Jebrail said, Ikra, that means read. Can you get the picture? At the age of 40, he received revelation to bring humanity into higher elevation. Like water from a pure well. Mim ha mim del. He's the reason that we excel. Mim ha mim del. He's the reason that we excel. World of darkness removes the veils. His name's Muhammad. We spell it Mim ha mim del. He spoke with light. Got the Quran in his chest. Of the creatures on the world, he is the best. He said, worship Allah alone. He said, worship God alone, the Lord of the throne. Don't attach yourself to this world because it's not our permanent home. Prepare for death with every breath and never ever attach yourself to wealth. Noble principles, he lived sensible, but still, the prophet's faith was invincible. Abolished slavery, promoted peace. He displayed bravery, constantly worshiped God faithfully. If he was given a kingdom, no, he didn't want that sovereignty. The prophet of Islam chose poverty. He taught brotherhood because Islam is the way. Because we're all come from Adam and Adam came from clay. The prophet's wife Khadija said he defines the most mercy unto mankind. It's mim ha mim del, like water from a pure well. It's mim ha mim del. He's the reason that we excel. World of darkness, remove the veil. His name's Muhammad. We spell it mim ha mim del. Labbaik ya Hussein. Brief. Again, I want to reiterate, as human beings, this is our concern. We have brothers of the Jewish faith. We have brothers of the Christian faith. And I know several people who claim to be agnostics and atheists, but they say as human beings, it's wrong to insult someone who is so pivotal to nearly 2 billion people on earth. It's unacceptable. And as human beings, we gather and say, we will not take the abuse and insult. A young lady said very nicely earlier, if someone was to come and make fun of your mother or your father, you would be lying, or you're a complete coward if you say you would not stand up and say no. You do not have the right to insult someone so dear to me. And the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is more dear to us than our parents. And these people know that. It's unacceptable. And we say no more hate.
No more hate.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We're observant. We'll never be subservient. Islamic heartlands in chains, it surely won't be permanent. A civil servant for the oppressed ones in pain. Brothers and sisters, it's time for peace and justice to reign. From Malaysia to Morocco, await the savior, chant the motto. No east, no west. Islam, the best model for society and government. These devils want to plunder it. I wonder which path you'll choose. Brothers and sisters, acquire knowledge. Never be confused. Or praise be to Allah, stand tall against foes. We spend nights repenting before the date of mercy is closed. Do good in this life, cause you reap what you sow. You do evil, hell will come in columns and rows. Spiritual refinement is one of my goals, cause death will never cheat me or any living soul. So we strengthen our hearts, we don't want it filled with holes. Brothers are dying, sisters are crying. We unite with the prophet and we are never lying. I slam like Islam, my poetry in this song uphold the knowledge and wisdom. Pour the mold for one system, realize the truth of our religion. Be thankful for what you're given. Recite the holy words that have been written. I want to see Muslim unity in the community. unity between Sunni and Shia, from Medina to VA. Sisters emulating Hazrat the Khadija, brothers standing tall like Rasulullah. Labbaik ya Rasulullah.
Labbaik
ya Rasulullah. Uphold the knowledge and wisdom, pour the more for one a system. I want to see Muslim unity in the community between Sunni and Shia, Medina to VA. Sisters emulating Hazrat the Khadija, brothers standing tall like Rasulullah, will sustain like Sasani. Faith and grain, not like Akami. Alaykum as-salam means peace be upon you. So true, our greetings too. Let the world learn from the good things we do. It's insanity how people are lazy like manatees when Islam is a benefit for all humanity. Can it be they can't see happiness is not greed, lust, fantasy? No profanity with this Muslim MC. I'm banishing satanic verses like Imam Khomeini. Brothers are dying, sisters are crying. Come on, my people, we gotta be rising. Labbaik ya Rasulullah!
Labbaik ya Rasulullah!
Labbaik ya Habibullah!
Labbaik ya Habibullah!
Labbaik ya Rasulullah!
Labbaik
ya Habibullah!
Labbaik ya Habibullah!
No more hate!
No more hate.
I said no more hate.
No more hate.
One more time. No more hate.
No more hate.
Thank you. Our praises are due to the one creator. Send us the holy savior, Imam Mahdi, come now, not later. We won't waver from the righteous behavior. I hold the mic in my fist because I'm a rhyme sayer, but my fight is internal, external verbal prayer. Let's unite tonight and spread to every acre. Muslims around the globe like the equator. Tell them don't harass me, because there's cities in America called Tallahassee. There's a city called Tallahassee. Muslims united with Native American Indians, then genocide, like with the Palestinians. But we're too strong, we always persevere. Praying before dawn, standing with no fear. The truth remains clear for over 1,000 years. Peace is on the way with justice and cheer. Come alive and strive with your peers. No more crying out tears, we're reviving what's here. Grab the book and learn. Dirty crooks will burn because we belong to Allah, and to Allah we shall return. Labbaik ya Rasulullah!
Labbaik ya Rasulullah!
No more hate.
No more hate.
We said no more hate.
No more hate.
We said no more hate.
No more hate.
And again, thank you, brothers and sisters. I just want to reiterate that we come out here with this energy because it's a deep insult to us to attack the core belief of us. The core belief, the person that we hold most dear, is attacked. And again, this is not an obscure religion. There's 2 billion people on planet Earth. I doubt there is a person in the world who does not have a Muslim friend, to be honest with you. Salaamu Alaikum.